Thank you for calling Crafts Video Membership. My name is Yumna. May I please have your last name and zip code?
Alford, A-L-F-O-R-D, 38313.
Thank you, ma'am. And if you'll please spell out that email address for me.
QuirkyAlford at MSN.com, C-O-R-K-Y-A-L-F-O-R-D at MSN.com.
One moment, please. All right, ma'am, and if you'll please verify that mailing address for me.
P.O. Box 10, Beach Bluff, Tennessee.
Thank you, ma'am, and what can I do for you today?
Okay, I sent a notice. I wanted to take advantage of your membership for like $250 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent a letter, and you sent it back, and you said to get in touch with this particular place. Well, every time I tried to get in touch with that and pay for it, it basically keeps going back up to where my address is and my name. But the thing is, I mean, it's already there. I can't add it because it's already there. So now, for some reason, I can't check out and get the membership upgrade because they said to look at for the upgrade for returning members. And I can't get it.
Ma'am, are you, I do not see any active memberships right now. Have you been trying to sign up for a premium membership?
Yes, I have. And that's the $250, I think it is,
mm-hmm.
here. And that's what I've been doing is trying to sign up on the premium, because what it is, I was waiting to see what you would do with Blueprint, because I was originally from Crafty a long time ago, and then Blueprint, and then I thought, well, I'm going to sign up on Crafty this time.
Yes, ma'am. All right, let me try doing that for you on the phone right now. You said it was for the $2.49?
I think that or 50 cents. I'm not sure.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Okay, so I'm going to try to sign up for you as a returning customer. Just give me one moment. Put in QuirkyAlford at MSN.com. And what was that password, ma'am? If you're not comfortable, I can create you a temporary password.
Oh, you mean my password now for Crafty?
Yes, ma'am.
It's capital J-E-R-E, 29-11.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see here. Got to look and see. And it's C-R.
So you said capital J and then lowercase E-R-E, 29-11, and then?
Then C-R. C is in Quirky, R is in Reindeer.
And only the J is capital, is that correct?
Yes.
One moment, please. Oh, it says invalid username. Let's see. Why? I'll say that one more time for you, ma'am. So you said J as in Jerry, and then J as in Jerry, and then E as in elephant, lowercase, and then R, lowercase, E, lowercase, 29, 11, C as in Christopher, and then R as in road. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let's try that again. That is incorrect. Would you be all right if I sent you a temporary password for now, ma'am?
Yes, that would be okay.
Okay, just one moment.
As long as I can, let me see. As long as I can go back to my other, you know, my other password.
Yes, ma'am. Let's try this. Okay. All right. I think I'm in right now. All right. So, first name?
My first name?
Yes.
Is Marie.
I'm sorry.
MarieAnnE.
All right, last name?
Alford. ALFORD.
Mm-hmm. And then how about that street address?
249 Shirley May Drive.
I'm sorry, ma'am. It's a little bit muffled. Sure. How do you spell that?
Shirley May Drive.
Okay.
249.
All right. How about that town?
What?
Town or city?
Beach Bluff.
Beach Bluff?
Mm-hmm.
And then state?
Tennessee.
And that zip code?
38313.
1 moment, please.
Yeah, I don't want to lose my password and things because it's connected to my library of classes.
No, ma'am. You won't lose your account or anything by your password. You can easily reset it later if you're worried about that.
Right.
Would you like to add a phone number?
Okay, just a second. I'm going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what. 615.
Okay, 615.
731.
1221. 1221. All right, so I'm just going to go over these details one more time. So you said first name, Marianne, M as in Mary, A R I A, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, E, and then last name, Alford, A L F as in Frank, O, R, D as in David, and then country, United States, street address 249 Shirley May Drive, town, Beach Bluff, state, Tennessee, zip code 38313, phone number 615-7311-221, email address corkyalford@msn.com. Now, whenever you're ready with that card number, ma'am.
Okay. It's 54.
Mm-hmm.
55.
Mm-hmm.
1000.
Mm-hmm.
21.
Mm-hmm.
17.
Mm-hmm.
28.
Mm-hmm.
35.
Okay, ma'am. Now, for safety and security reasons, I cannot repeat this card number on the floor. If you'll say it out one more time for me.
Okay. 54.
Mm-hmm.
55.
Mm-hmm.
1000,
mm-hmm.
21,
mm-hmm.
17,
mm-hmm.
28, 35.
Yes, ma'am. And the first number you said was 5, not 6, right?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. All right. So how about that card expiration date?
12/21.
Okay. And the security code?
595.
Okay, I'm going to hit complete order right now. Just 1 moment. All right, ma'am. Order successful, and you are now a premium member.
Okay.
You can start signing into your account and checking for yourself.
Okay, at 249, right?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Every year it will come up for me to pay the other premium amount?
Let me just refresh your account under the system. Hmm. All right, ma'am. Yes, you are a premium active member. You pay $2.73, and then your account is set to renew on January 2nd, 2022. And yeah, so it will be charging you the regular amount after this year expires, which is $79, unless you want me to opt you out of auto renewals.
Okay, well, that's fine. Unless you want do what now?
Unless you want me to opt you out of auto renewals.
What is that?
Auto renewals is how your account is going to be charged for the next year.
Oh, no, it's okay. We'll just go with the way it is.
All right, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
That's plenty. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling Craftivity Membership, and you have a good day.
Bye-bye.